You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.com, bringing you the freshest radio in Brooklyn since 2009. Hear directly from chefs to farmers, artists to architects, authors to brewers, and everyone in between. Check out all of our shows on our website or by searching Heritage Radio Network in the iTunes Store.
My name is Brandon Hoy, co-owner of Roberta's, a super-duper awesome place. Roberta's is a very, 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 very proud sponsor of the Heritage Radio Network. We're also super awesome. Thank you, Heritage.
What's up? You're listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network. I'm your host, Helen Holliman, back in the back of Roberta's restaurant, Bushwick, Brooklyn. Today I've got a set of special guests that are a little different than the regular food folks. I've got Dap and Kool-Aid Victor. Which name do you want? Victor or
Dap? You already
Dap?
Know what it is. You already know what to do. It's your boy, Kool-Aid. I'm in the building. We in the building. You know, we doing our thing, you know. It's your
wild.
Boy
Kimchi Oolong.
Yo, it's your boy Kool Aid, aka
Linguini,
Young Linguini,
Artichoke,
Clam
and
Sauce,
Clam Sauce.
You know what I'm saying?
De jour, Kool Aid.
Real talk. So
we're in a building right now. Well, you know,
you already know what it is.
You already know what to do.
What's
there
up?
You have it. What's up? So I'm so glad you guys are here. You know, last time...
Miles Benjamin Anthony Robinson, folk singer, is coming over too.
Oh, okay.
He's famous.
Great.
He's a famous rock and roll man.
In case you didn't know, this is a slam poetry session right now.
No, he is actually coming through.
Okay.
But this is also, yeah.
Awesome.
Rock and roll man.
Well, so the last time I was hanging out with these dudes was at Murray's Cheese Shop in Cheese Cave, where we... had so much mold in the air.
We were allowed access to their cheesecake.
It was so intense.
At your parents' house in Austin.
That's also true.
Drink next to a swimming pool. It's cool. Drink some red wine. Swimming there you go. Pools.
Nonetheless, what have y'all been up to since I saw you last?
Whoa.
Come on.
Like
right out the gates with that question?
Right.
Thousands of different little things that some of which, like 8 or 9 at a time, will turn into a big thing. But mostly small things. Yeah.
But lunges, squats, push-ups, sit-ups.
Yeah. It's hard for you to see, but Victor is so much bigger than he used to be.
Yeah, very. Just
there's barely space for me and Holly. And Helen. I'm sorry. I called Holly Helen.
It's cool. It's Holly Hellenman today.
Holly Hellenman.
So
this dude that we're looking outside, we're looking at the people dining at Roberta's, and this fool has the Metallica snake on his hand. The coiled one from the Black Album.
Yeah.
It's real.
He's looking right at me, but it's one-way glass. So he doesn't know that he's looking right at me.
He's just looking at a mirror.
Still making me
I think he knows you know that you're looking
it's
at
not,
him.
It's not one-way glass, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, no, this is a regular window.
No, they can see
probably.
Us.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, okay, that's why that happens.
So there's been chatter lately. You guys have a new album coming out, and you're actually going to make people pay for it, which, I mean, who does that with their business?
We're ventures? Making the first person to buy it, pay for it before he leaks it.
That's insane. Yeah.
That one dude is such a jerk off that, right? Here's to you, motherfucker. Thanks a lot.
So what, you know, it's, you've had, started with Shut Up Dude, then Sit Down Man, right? And now you have Relax. What's up with that? What's on the album? What are we going to expect? Lots of food on the album. Lots of ladies talk about, I don't know.
It's food and ladies mostly. A lot of Jewish imagery, like a Kabbalah.
Kabbalah?
Kabbalah.
Okay. Are you into Kabbalah? Is that like the new thing?
Now we are, yeah.
Yeah, you guys.
All of us.
Doesn't
surprise Kabbalah me. Shot caller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot more. There's a lot of girl stuff, but probably the least amount of food stuff. So to the food fans of DR, it's time to tune out trying to find something else, man.
This is our swan song here on Let's Get Something to Eat, the radio show.
I mean, I heard there's a song called Booty Up in the Air, which I'm guessing is referring to, like, you know, aeronautical pirates, right?
The booty's in the air. It's not up there.
It's right. Not up
it's
in the
booty
air.
So in
booty,
the air.
Booty in the air. You got to get it right.
In the press release that went out, actually, there was a typo, and it says booty in the air, like a verb.
To booty.
Like, I'm booty in the air.
Which is dope. I think you could do that, though. I know I could do that for sure, but I mean...
You could booty the air.
What were you doing? Yeah. I was booty in the air.
It's going to be like a new verb, I think.
Pretty good.
I hope not, because... I think Vic and Hema would kill themselves if people started attributing that to them.
But, okay, why should I buy your album?
Shouldn't. Just download it off the internet.
Yeah, you probably get it for free.
It's really good. The artwork is actually really funny. If you're white, you can have a bunch of colored people on a piece of cardboard on your wall, which will give you some points if you're in college.
Nice.
Wait, the people eating here can't hear me, right?
I'm not going to answer that question.
Oh, shit, they can. Hey, can you hear us?
You're getting some intense stares.
No, I don't think so.
So, okay. Yeah, speaking of the album cover, the facial hair that's happening on that album cover, do y'all, like, swap facial hair? Because, Victor, you have, like, a mustache on the cover.
Yeah, no, it is crazy.
Now you have a beard, and so one time Heems didn't have it. I'm so confused.
Yeah. Well, Hema is 4 years old, so he actually just has a beard. It took him, like, a month. Vic, did you get that mustache like right before?
I don't know. I got a haircut and shaved my beard right before that picture because I wanted to.
I like that. I
throw
like
them for a loop. You know what
you
I'm saying?
That hair and that mustache is pretty.
I want to let the ladies know I could clean up nice. You know what I'm saying?
Right with that mustache. Oh boy.
Don't forget that gold chain you had on.
Yeah,
I liked it.
Let them know that I got enough money to buy a very cheap gold chain.
Yeah,
and it's not even made of gold, bro.
No, it's real.
That was 14 carat?
I think so.
There's some carrots in there.
I was definitely like some carrots.
Carrots. Carrots is food.
Carrots
food
are delicious.
Related.
Carrots
keep
are good
on topic.
For you.
Come on.
I know. All right. So I'm still kind of unclear as to the new album besides Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson's on it, right?
Yes.
That one's going to be on it. We're going to have a lot of Khamsa imagery.
Mm-hmm.
That's the hand.
That hand thing, right? That wards off bad things.
It wards. It's got an evil
it's Persian
eye.
As well, I think.
Persian. It's in a lot of
beautiful
Islamic
culture. Beautiful culture. Khamush.
Khamush.
Tabuli.
So there's going to be like a lot of khamush and tabuli.
Baba ganoush.
There's going to be...
Did you guys just eat a lot of... hummus while you're recording?
Don't
like hummus.
Why?
I don't like hummus.
No, I think hummus is alright.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I feel like you would.
That I was gonna say it was alright.
Or that you didn't hate it. I really didn't want you to like it because I don't like it either. Because everybody likes that shit. It's not that great.
It's boring. Whatever. It's okay.
Well, okay. So speaking of stuff you don't like, so you guys have been on the road a little bit, right? I mean, you went to Europe, yeah?
Yep.
Where'd you guys go in Europe?
All of it, except for Sweden.
Oh, really?
Or any northern area.
We went to Switzerland,
France, Italy, UK, Germany.
Belgium.
What'd you guys eat over there?
The food was trash except for Spain and Italy
were dope.
Well, why was the food trash?
A giant jacket potato with mushy peas. You know, what the fuck?
This is what
they actually ate. It was. I don't know. I'm not like huge into like enjoying food.
You are a huge, physically large person.
I'm giant.
He's
I'm fat
obese.
And strong.
Yeah,
big,
morbidly
fat,
obese
strong
and
man.
Morbidly, terrifyingly strong. But I actually got really depressed. The second or third day we were there, I got depressed because I knew that when I got hungry again, that's the food I would have to eat. And knowing that just made reduced the quality of my life.
Let's see. Well, there's some good kebabs here and there.
Yeah, it's all okay. Europe's all doner kebab.
Doner kebab. That's the worst because I always think of like the Donner party.
Is it pronounced Donner? I thought it was
Donner. I'm sure it's probably I'm mispronouncing
it's
it.
It's the worst because you're crazy.
Well, I think of the Oregon Trail whenever I think of kebabs, but that's my own problem.
That's a huge problem you need to kind of tackle.
I know, I need to get over it.
They should have prepared better is all I'm saying.
What is the best country food-wise that you visited?
Italy.
Jesus Christ.
What, Jesus Christ or Jesus Christ?
Oh,
Jesus.
Shit. All that, too. That, too. Jesus
why,
Christ.
Why do you like the food in Italy?
I don't know. It's really good.
They have a quality food.
High quality
food. I like that.
nice seafood sometimes. Good, like little the beef was very
that spaghetti vongole.
A vongole. That shit is spaghetti. Fantastic. You know.
Well, so most of the time, y'all are
lasagna.
Lasagna. Okay.
Pizza pie.
Arancini.
Arancini. Santozzi, Gita.
Ragu.
Zero politica.
I think you're speaking Portuguese right
Scritti
now.
Portuguese.
Scritti politi.
So, y'all are usually packed in a van full of like a bunch of smelly dudes on the road.
No, yeah.
Wait, we?
Yeah. I mean, right? When you travel the U.S. Oh, yeah. I mean, you know.
No, we never did a U.S. van tour ever.
Okay.
We did our first U.S. tour to Austin, we did.
True.
Okay, well then, that totally messes up my question. What I was going to ask
we
is...
We've
been to rest stops. Was a rest stop question?
In a smelly van. We did that. And also,
Waffle House. Yeah, that's a good...
Fuck with Waffle House. Heavy,
that's
man.
That's the
like
best.
It. Cheesy grits.
Cheesy grits.
Hit or miss, actually. But when they hit...
Well, you can't go there.
Jesus Christ, they hit.
Oh, you can't go there before 4 a.m. It's just a rule.
Well, we did it.
Yeah. You should take a note from...
All the food's free before 4. They just don't want to go out of business.
Who is it? the dude from Atlanta, the rapper that...
Oh, that rapper.
Not TV.
Tip?
No. Yes. T.I. He always says Waffle House, 4 a.m. No, what do
he
you guys...
He always says Waffle House.
What do y'all eat at rest stops? Like, what's your go-to thing?
Like, what, at a gas station?
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, any of those.
Any of those things.
Like, what's, like, okay, you have 5 minutes to go to the bathroom and get something right. in the
You should just get water,
store.
Actually. Maybe
beef What if jerky? You're really hungry? Okay.
I don't eat meat, so I usually end up getting a big bag of trail mix.
Oh, yeah. And there's always healthy. Way too much trail mix.
There's always mad trail mix. And yeah. that also makes
But
people
I,
very
I end
depressed.
Up eating it sometimes.
yeah.
So well, what are your thoughts on corn nuts?
I don't even... I never had one.
What?
Those are those ex-puffed big things, right?
Yeah, they're
corn
terrifying.
Corn kernels where they're crunchy and salty.
No, I never had one. I think the ones they sell at bodegas that have lime and chili, they
yeah.
have those.
Same shit, yeah.
I had
yeah.
those, okay. Those are okay.
You're okay with that?
They're okay.
I like a corn chip. I don't go out of my way to buy one.
Absolutely not. I would
I might
not talk to you.
I get a Doritos bag occasionally.
Really? I've never seen you eat Doritos. You obviously like potato chips more than corn chips, right?
I would say if I had to buy chips right now.
Yeah, any kind, like kettle chips too, even nice ones.
Oh, if nice potato
kettle,
chips.
Like the honey Dijon.
Oh, you fancy.
Or the sweet onion. Jesus Christ.
Shit.
That
nah, I can't
good.
Do honey Dijon. So if I get fancy potato chips, then yeah. plain, original.
Whoa, you're one of those? I mad respect that. I love people who don't like all that fancy shit. They just, they like quality more than just all the bells and whistles. And I really like that shit.
All right, man.
On that note. We're going to take a quick break. When we get back, we got more with Zass Radio.
No, we're not. Get back here.
What? Michael Jackson, $1 million. You feel me? Holla. Michael Jackson, $1 million. You feel me? Holla. Michael Jackson, $1 million. You feel me? Holla. Michael Jackson, $1 million. Is on some fashion scene shit. Skipping shit that I spit to talk about how my jeans fit. But I got a clean grip on the game, some mean shit. And you seen the team that I split my green schemes with. Well, it's your boy, like a Queen Street trooper. Team's the ruler, medulla, create the moolah. Me, I just do the rumor, porque esta es la rumba. And we are the future. Abdullah, see, that's my shooter. The Ruger, he keep it super. Duper, Abdullah, shoot you. He knock you right out your supers, knock you right out your boomers. Doctor, give you the sutures. Victor is in the cooter. He tour with the boo from Hooters while death is on the computer. The cutest, the cleaner, better. Call him the pooper scooper. Alec and Oompa Loompa. Return of a school of looters. Sakuna Matata Pumba. Porque es fast la rumba. Yeah, I'm fucking great at rapping. Michael Jackson, $1 million. What's up? You're listening to You Look Hungry on Heritage Radio Network.
Now it's now named Let's Get Something to Eat Radio.
Yeah.
That's a lie.
Sorry
but
to inform you.
I'm yeah. still your host, Helen Holliman. And
Holly Hellenman on
you
Let's
know
Get
what
Something
it is.
To Eat Radio.
You know what to do. It's your boy, yo, young Purple.
Young Cucamonga.
Young Cucamonga. Young Yerpa. Young Quicksand. Chocolate Milkshake.
I need some
young
bongos.
Chef Erica Wydes.
Cool Daddy White Wyatt Lowe.
Wyatt Gerp.
Wyatt Gerp. Some people know me as Wyatt Yerp.
Those people are mistaken.
Yeah. It's your boy. You know, you already know who it is.
I don't know if I do, but if you don't know, it's the two dudes out of three. Heems is not here, but
Heems is dead.
He's not feeling this. It's probably because of his facial hair situation. Probably, yeah. But
he can't grow any facial hair, and he's ashamed.
Should be, too.
Anyway, welcome back to the show.
Yo, it's your boy, Young Yaper Caper. We in the building. It's your boy, Dances with Churl.
We can just keep doing it. Let's just do that for the rest of the show. It'll be like dances spoken word. Dances poetry. With wolves.
Dances with wolves.
With Victor and wolves. So we were, before the break, we were talking about gas station food, the new album, which I still feel like I'm completely confused about what's on there.
Our new album, Gas Station Food, was about different things that come in plastic bags that you can eat that are strictly undigested in the feces.
Strictly undigested.
In the fecus.
This is making me really hungry. So
so we got Saul Williams wrote and produced most of the album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
even though we didn't allow him to, he kept stealing the music from the studio and producing.
But then when he came back with the songs completed, we're like,
so good.
So good. So we used most of them. And then Bosia?
Like the face wash?
Yeah, man.
Yeah?
I mean, he's a face wash and he's an Asian American slam poet.
Oh, that's a real dude?
Bosia.
Oh, that's awesome.
So wait, who else is making an appearance on the album?
Issa Nakazawa, Bosia, Saul Williams, Charles.
In charge.
Charles Hamilton, DMX.
Not the DMX. So.
Another dude named DMX. Yeah. Quentin Blake, the illustrator.
Is he talking?
He should go by the rapper now. He's so good at it.
Well, yeah, and basically he's trying to switch his whole shit up.
I think we got one chorus by Nier. That's really good.
Oh, God, I can't wait to buy this.
Oh, my God. You know who's really hot in the streets right now is Nier.
Yeah, that's so weird because I was just going to play that at the break instead of your jams, man. But I made an exception.
You hear Nier's new album, Watch the Throne?
Yeah, it's really good.
It's got the Bugatti Boys and the Ferrari Boys.
I was going to laugh at Watch the Throne, but then I realized that's the actual name of that. It sounds so funny. Fake.
So we're
Despot, our friend, Alec, Danny Brown.
Danny Brown, Detroit rapper, Danny Brown.
LP.
This is like LP. The credits at the end
the
of the movie
The three
right
people
now.
Who live closest to us. Just I guess Danny Brown
keep,
doesn't live
keep talking,
here.
Keep talking, though.
Bikram Singh.
Yeah. Bikram Singh. On Punjabi song, yeah.
Sweet. Well, I'm excited.
We got Vampy Weekies made a beat. Well, mm-hmm. actually, Rostam from,
baby
from Vampy Weeky.
Okay. Are there any love songs?
There's a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a few.
Involving.
There's a couple love songs.
Blood Diamonds made. We're getting salads now.
Salads. Yeah, delicious salads. White wine. From Roberta's restaurant.
Wait, there's insects in this fucking salad. This is disgusting.
Insects.
In
I don't know what you're
salad.
Talking about.
Yeah, we got to pick the insects out.
Uncut.
Of
oh, that's how it works.
Yo, you're thank evil.
You. Oh, they're moving around in there. Look at those little insects moving around in the salad here at Roberta's.
We get forks with this, or
no, gotta, we don't.
They
like
make you people. Eat insect salad with your hands here, Roberta's.
Yeah. Wow, it smelled like shit for a second. What is that?
It's the cheese.
Oh, it's the cheese
it's
on
the
salad.
Cheese. It's you know about cheese.
That cheese is probably just dead insects.
Do y'all feel good about cheese?
Rotten.
I feel way more prepared.
Yeah.
To sit around while someone else talks about cheese
describing
and forget
cheese.
It all afterwards.
If you haven't read it, they did a piece in GQ conmigo about cheese. And,
that's French for
what's
without
happening?
Clothes on.
Yeah, that's true.
And also
true.
What's happening.
Yep.
French is very complicated. Next to Navajo is probably the most complicated.
I don't even think French is real, though. I never heard of
French. Nah, I mean, I never met a French person in my life. So
it's bullshit.
Show me one French person, maybe I'll believe.
Oh, I'm French, I guess.
Oh, well, okay, yeah, never mind. Thank you, mom.
All right, we got forks. So, you know, Dap, you grew up in Queens, yeah?
Yeah,
I did.
So what do you think about, like, there in recent years... You know, people in New York are loving
going
out
seven train Queens to get
they're
food.
They're going nuts. Yeah, what do you think about that? Is that like?
I think it's. I mean, it's good. I mean, it's weird. It's. I always make a joke where it's like when people talk about other cultures or whatever, they're always like, "I like the food and I like the women and not much else." And I feel it's kind of. I mean, it's interesting. I'm glad that people in those communities who are you know, like mostly recently arrived immigrants or maybe first gens are getting like money from people, food tourism or whatever the fuck it's called. And I think that's awesome. There's nothing wrong with eating good food and like food you've never had.
Right. But it's not like a recent thing. It's obviously always been there. Yeah.
I don't know. It's definitely in the last 10 years become much more of a thing because I lived in Jackson Heights for many years. And there was this place, Jackson Diner, that used to be a lot better than it is now. It's kind of a little sugary, in my opinion. But yeah, I mean, I think a lot more people, because of, like, you know, the internet, are coming out to eat at places that they might not have heard about before.
The internets.
Yeah.
We have.
I don't know if that thing's real though. I never seen it, never used it before.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
We're here with our friend Miles Benjamin and Anthony Robinson.
Yeah. Hey.
He likes food and he cooks often. Sometimes, actually, never with a shirt on.
That is dangerous. Well, at least you have pants on when you cook, right? No?
I wouldn't say.
It's part of the recipe.
Like Russian roulette.
He never even turns the stove
on.
It's really cool.
Our friend and co-manager, Julia Simpson.
Hi, Julia. So what's up? What do you like to cook?
I like to cook all sorts of things, you know, kind of seasonally.
Seasonal, local, artisanal, sustainable.
Definitely artisanal.
You want some of the salad? The cheese I can't really fuck with, actually.
Yeah.
Well,
I think he's not eating the bib salad.
You gotta keep that figure.
I don't love Mediterranean food. I don't like it very much at all. What I've had of it, Mediterranean food doesn't really mean anything.
It doesn't talk to you.
But a lot of the Lebanese food I've had, things like hummus and baba ghanoush, some types of food. I don't like it a lot.
So when you go home, like, what does your mom cook for you? What's like your favorite thing that
South Indian food. I like rasam, dal, mango dal, kakar kai, which is the bitter ridged gourd.
Oh, that shit is good, actually.
Yeah.
That sounds complicated to cook.
Yeah, it all takes a very long time. Indian women really have it rough with the food. Too bad the men are fucking babies. But that's neither here nor there. I like South Indian food a lot. My favorite type of cuisine overall is... I think the Chinese people had a lot of time to figure it out, and I think they did a pretty good job of doing it, making food.
I agree. Victor, what do you think?
Chinese food is the best.
No, yeah. what does your mom make that you love?
I don't know. My mom only knows a couple of things to do. She does, like, pastas and shit, and the chicken sometimes. You know, she's like a real simple, hearty Roman type shit. And my dad actually...
she carries a sword around, too. Which is
both my dad and my mom carry swords around.
All the time.
Your dad is a chef, right?
He was a chef for most of my life. He worked at the Four Seasons Hotel in San Francisco, the Clift Hotel. And then someone else bought it, and it was just the Clift Hotel, and then it just went down.
Now it's like the hotel I went to.
Yeah, this fool went to this hotel, and we played in San Francisco. He went to the Clift Hotel.
A dude with a sharpened stick was yelling at me outside. I ran inside to the safety of white dudes sexually harassing African-American hookers in the lobby of the hotel where I had two whiskey drinks.
No, it was at one point a classy hotel, but it's, you know, like downtown San Francisco is right by the Tenderloin, which is like where all the crackheads and junkies, like, and crazy people too.
It's where they buy art.
They go to buy art. Yeah, all the junkies go buy their art there.
Sounds cool.
It's really dope.
Yeah, sounds authentic.
It's really authentic.
San Francisco has authentic parts of it that are so unlike most of the parts of New York that I'm in that I get freaked out. Mm-hmm. I actually, the first time I was there, I got freaked out by kind of how, like, raw it was. Raw not in, like, a violent way, but just how, like, not...
Tenderloin?
Like, it was glass raw. Condoed out it was at parts of it when I was walking around. I was like, this is not a place I should be walking around. And then, like, hookers wearing, like, glass high heel shoes. Like, the actual hooker uniform were around. I was like, what the fuck? Are those just prostitutes? That I could just be like, what up to? And this is at, like, Roosevelt Avenue. It was cool.
Well,
I was not like Roosevelt Island, man.
Roosevelt Avenue. Roosevelt Island.
That place is grim.
A.K.A. Hooker Island.
Who used to rollerblade around Roosevelt Island?
Probably Terrence. What up, Terrence? Terrence, he's working at Brucey's.
Yeah,
Cal Gardens or whatever.
Tell me more. So wait, all of you guys that are officially in the studio, do you guys all live together?
We used to be the house plus one other girl.
Another little rat named Katie Porter.
Little rat faced chick.
Yeah. I mean, now it's filled with hookers.
She's a piece of garbage.
That sounds great.
She knows who she is.
It's Studio 54.
Hopefully she's trapped in an oven right now. Moron. That, oh my God.
That is so I don't know what to say to that. Did y'all cook together? What do you guys make when you
every night?
Miles made some mussels one time, twice, three.
I made that like eight times.
It was great.
Each time was hella good. All the little extra sauce, you could dip bread in anything you want in it.
Miles is super dope.
I feel like, is Miles like the Charles in charge of your house? I think I'm getting that vibe.
Mean old
man. Mean old
I think I drink friend. More than that dude.
I mean, Scott Baio could not come back.
Well,
shut up.
So,
yeah,
Miles,
he could.
Are you a musician? What's your story?
Yeah, I'm a music personality.
Legally, yes.
He's a music personality.
If this was an OK Cupid profile, tell me about yourself.
Mm, nice one. Good. Now we get to the meat of it.
I'm very womanly. I enjoy long naps on the beach.
That's true.
And, on the Rockaways?
He loves the beach.
Do you like the Rockaways?
I spend a lot of time in
the Rockaways, you know.
Yeah.
I'm friends with Chris.
Oh, yeah?
I spend a lot of time at Rippers.
Chris Rockaway, the owner of Rockaway Beach.
Yeah, Chris of Rockaway Beach.
What are you talking? Who's Chris?
Chris fucking...
Oh, that Chris.
Oh, okay.
He owns this place.
Oh.
With a bunch of other dudes.
True.
Who also... You know,
and then their
parents run the other piece of spot over in Williamsburg, right?
Yeah, Brand. We did. We went to.
We
the
went to it for
Rob's birthday.
Rob's birthday. Yeah.
Wow. Wait, your parents own a pizza shop?
No.
Oh.
The fools that own this spot.
Oh, yeah.
Where
yeah.
Vinny's or something?
Nah.
Not like a fancy joint, Motorino.
No, it's not. It's not fancy. It's a regular ass pizza spot. But
best
it's
pizza.
Oh,
yeah,
best pizza.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait. So what do y'all best think about? What do y'all think about like Rockaway?
I haven't been
to Rockaway since I was 17.
Okay.
Yeah, I went there after the junior prom with Hema on Ecstasy. It was pretty stupid.
They made out.
I licked
his face, but I didn't make out with him.
Well, what do you think of the food scene that's happening there? Do you think it's like a trend that's just going to be there for like a summer, or do you think it's going to be there for a while?
There's a food trend.
I don't know if any of us are qualified. Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Rippers. You can tell me,
Rippers.
Right?
Yeah.
For real?
Wait, Rippers?
New York is expansionary, right? Yeah. New York expands new areas. I think so. I think the growth there will probably be somewhat permanent.
Rippers.
You think so? So it's going to last. So you think like all those different...
Not all of them.
Yeah.
I mean, thing.
But there will be some food but yeah. scene going on there. Have y'all ever been to the
affluent
Red Hook?
Young white people
will continue to go to the Rockaways? Yeah. Okay.
Which you guys is really what we're asking here.
What do you guys think of the Red Hook ball fields? I know that's a little played out in the foodie circles, but I went there for the first time.
They're delicious.
Pupusa.
What do you think of Yerpers? Yerpers? That restaurant on...
Yerpers is going to take down Rippers in the year.
I think probably. Yerpers is...
If there's a god in hell...
It's on the corner
Rippers
of...
Rippers will be going down.
God in hell.
Yeah, man. Yeah, all right. Cool. So
wait. What is Rippers though? I really want to know. Is it like
let's
seafood
do a plug
stuff?
For Rippers. Rippers is owned by Roberta's, the place that we're at right now. That yeah. you're eating that delicious salad, and it's basically like they have hamburgers and like all sorts of stuff. They sell surfing
breakfast
products.
Burritos.
Yeah, breakfast. I haven't had those.
When Roberta's open, like 2005,
beer.
2004 or something?
I don't actually know. And you have some friends out in the audience. I don't know the answer to that question, but. But yeah, I mean, Rippers rocks the surfing.
Rippers rocks the surfing.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means.
Thanks,
yeah.
Chinese
y'all,
factory misprint.
You guys recently went to
get jalapenos on the burger.
Yeah.
All right, enough about
the
that.
The burgers at Yerpers are really good.
I don't care about Rippers anymore. Something else.
Yerpers. All right, so yo,
shout outs to my mans up in Yikers Island. They got, you know, they got caught up in some Yaper Capers. We'll be back soon.
There he goes again with the
whole
there he goes again.
The slam poetry. So I like it. Did you do slam poetry as a kid? I feel like you're like an Oakland kid.
Actually, one time I came to Wesleyan and Hema was doing slam poetry when I showed up, and he was mad nervous, and I was like, "Yo, I don't give a fuck, man." Kidding me? I came here to do drugs for 3 days before I go home.
What happens with slam poetry? I feel like I would get really nervous, and it's like, how do you prepare for that?
Spirit in your heart, your mind, your soul to everybody, you know. You go up on stage and you let it be raw in front of everybody, you know what I'm saying? You just try to express yourself in whatever way that you're just really trying to be truthful and honest and just bring the light to, you know, yeah. other, you know.
Just
you
trying
know
to cook up something special to get your mouth watered.
Are you doing slam poetry right now?
I think he is.
Look, you know, you get up on stage and whatnot, and you just kind of like, you know, like you take all your experiences that, you know, and you just let it shine out you like
you
a
speak,
diamond,
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Blow.
Let
speak
it shine
with the voice
out
that
you like
are. The voice that you are given.
Mm-hmm.
So we gotta wrap it up. Do y'all have any...
Wrap it up. Don't get that HIV.
Do you guys have any closing thoughts on food or the new album or facial hair?
You already know what it is.
Your
you
roommates.
Know what you know, we in the building.
Buy the new album so everyone can buy awesome. Food to eat.
We're doing our thing. You know, we just trying to get our yapers straight. You know, we just try
the
to grind.
The yapers and capers.
We're just on our grind, our grustle. You know, we're just trying to hustle
grinding,
hard out
grizzly.
Here. We're just trying to do our thing. We're
I highly recommend the rotten insect salad here, Roberta's. It's delicious.
It's crawling
through most of it on the floor.
I'm eating it with my hands.
It smells like human feces. Crawling with maggots and
it's delicious.
A giant millipede.
I guess I'm just not refined enough to know that that's how it is.
When this millipede is at least as long as my face. Yeah.
The millipede's the best part, though.
Millipede is delectable, though.
Coloring is fantastic.
When does the album drop?
9/13/11.
9/13/11.
Robot, promo robot, 9/13/11.
How can I buy it? Where can I buy it?
You buy I don't even know.
Stores. What's up, man?
Go to insan.com and order the single, or if it's even on there, I don't even know.
You could buy it in stores. You know, you could buy it at Best Buy.
Best
maybe.
Buy.
You
okay.
could buy it from a.
I'll probably have some bootleg.
It comes free
soon.
With
yeah.
every
you
stop dirty
by the apartment.
Yeah, do
salad
I get a
burn
coffee or what? I don't.
Miles is
gonna
have some CDRs at the house if you want to just come through.
Free 7-inch with every caca salad here, Roberta.
I'll come by when you're cooking with no pants. All right,
love
well,
you, Helen.
Thanks so much for coming on the show today. Thanks y'all to tuning in to You Look Hungry. I'll see y'all next week. Thanks to Jack Inslee, the crew at Roberta's Heritage Woo! Radio Network. Laters.
Get some meat, turkey and jam, macaroni and ham. Say, do you like steak? I can surely make. If you hear me now, sing it loud for me, cry.
New York Night Train, Summer Soul Shindig, Rockaway Beach Party, featuring the 45 RPM soul magic of DJ Jonathan Tobin. Saturday, August 20th, 6 to 9 at Rippers, Boardwalk 86. Free party!